wonderful words, so we appreciate that. We, because I can't do this without her. And everybody said, amen, that's right, I knew you would. Well, for those of you who knew that I was going to preach today and showed up, as Tennessee Ernie Ford said, well, bless your pee, pick, and hearts. Again, Pastor, thank you for allowing me to stand behind your pulpit. It is always an honor and a privilege to have the responsibility to do so. And again, I ask the church for their mercy and grace, mercy on my teaching and grace on my teaching and my preaching. In the books of Acts, let's look at the following names. You don't really have to turn there for a while, just while you go through it. In chapter 8 of Acts, Philip was one of the first preachers to preach the gospel outside of Jerusalem. In chapter 8 and verse 14, chapter 14, 25, Peter and John visited new Samaritans to encourage them. That's what the word does. In chapter 9, Paul journeyed to Damascus, set out to capture Christians, but was captured by the grace of Jesus. Whoa, haven't all of us been captured by the grace of Jesus? I can look and say, yes, the church family has that. Peter, in chapter 9, led by God to lead one of the first Gentile families to become Christians, the Cornelius family. Barnabas, in chapter 11, went to Antioch as an encourager, traveled on to Tarsus to bring Paul back to Antioch, and took famine relief to Jerusalem. In chapter 13, Barnabas, Paul, and John Mark left Antioch for Cyprus, Pamphylia, and Galatia on the first missionary journey. There you have men who were the disciples, and Paul also, but going. They were called, but you also know that each and every one of you are called also. Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke in chapter 15 to chapter 18 left Antioch to revisit churches in Galatia, then traveled on to Asia and to Macedonia, the second missionary journey. Is the heart of a missionary any different than yours or mine? Yes and a no, really. You know, for your mission field is here in the church and outside the church. It's your responsibility. By your action, words, and deeds should be no different than the one on the mission field. Ooh, we have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. For both are called to tell of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. The only difference a missionary has is that they are called by the calling of their hearts. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28. Now, this is the one that every missionary probably goes off on, in a sense, the verses here. Chapter 28, verse 19. Now, these first two letters here are the same words for you. Go. That's the church, outside these doors. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. We are to go whether it is next door or to another country. It is every Christian's responsibility to witness for the Lord, and if you have to, use words. That was St. Paul of Assisi. You have received the gift of forgiveness and eternal life, so why should you not tell others? Look at what you have. Look at where you're going. Do we not want the other person to go with us? Now, I know there are some probably family members you're going to say, no, I don't want them with me. But yes, really. And they probably, some in church probably said the same about you. But yet, The Lord loves us enough to want you. He needs you. Just as Laura Lee and I will need your prayer when we're not here. And again, we covered our family, how we love you, how we'll miss you, at least most of you. And we're grateful that the Lord will watch over you and protect you while we're gone. You know. The late and great David Livingstone. Now, I'm amazed at how many people say Livingstone. But he's actually Livingstone, who was the representative for the Lord to Africa, said, God, send me anywhere. Only go with me. Lay any burden on me, only sustain me, and sever any tie in my heart except the tie that binds my heart to yours. Oh, wow. Shouldn't we not all be able to say that? He also said, sympathy is no substitute for action. You can feel sorry for your neighbor, you can feel sorry for anybody. But unless it's by your action, your words, and deeds, you're not showing who you are in Jesus, how is this person that you're feeling sorry for going to know?
That's good. Yeah.
He also said, I will place no value on anything I have or may or my possession except in my relationship to the kingdom of Christ. How is your relationship, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters? Does he have your possessions of your heart? If a commission by an earthly king is considered an honor, how can a commission by a heavenly king be considered a sacrifice? Whoa. Let's go to Romans 12. We've all know this one, but we're going to go over it anyway. And the first, this is talking about the living sacrifice to God. The first two words are, I beseech you. I'm going to go back. I beseech you, therefore, brethren and sisters, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove. Now, you have something to prove. What is good and acceptable and perfect will of God? A living sacrifice, daily laying aside our own desires to follow him, putting all our energy and resources at his disposal, and trusting him to guide us. That is every day. We do this out of gratitude that our sins have been forgiven. Woo-hoo. Should we not? Thank you, Lord. So if we're thankful, we should be able to tell others why we're thankful and let them be thankful. Then they can tell somebody else to be thankful. And all of a sudden, heaven is going to have more people because you started. As we all know, the church started because the disciples went to the four winds. That's the Marine Corps talk for going in each direction, north, south, east, and west. Missionary martyr Jim Elliot, 1927 to 1956, at the age of 28, went to Ecuador to the Quechua Indians. Him and four other missionaries went. On January 8th, all five in 1956, were killed by the Indians. Their dreams, their plans for reaching out was all gone. Yet, because of their ministry and because of their death, many others stepped forward. And all four of the or all five of the ladies, my understanding, they all went to Ecuador. And they ministered. Because how difficult that be? To minister to the people who killed your only love. Jim Elliot, and this has been quoted from this pulpit before, but I'm going to say it again. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Wow. He also said, Forgive me for being so ordinary while claiming to know such an extraordinary God. You're just ordinary. But yet, look what you can do in the power of Jesus, in the Holy Spirit. And he also said, wherever you are, be all there. Live to the hilt every situation you believe to be the will of God. Live each day as maybe this is your last. It can be. And again, I said before, when our son left our home that day on June 25th, 1993, he did not know that the Lord was going to call him home. Neither did we, you know. But we know we get to see him again. Amen. All you that lost loved ones get to see him again. Amen. That is the promise. I like this part because of Jim Elliot dying. But hear what he said. When the time comes to die, make sure that all you have to do is die. In other words, what you're going to do for the Lord, do it now. Because you may not have tomorrow. Our responsibility is to reach out not only to our loved ones, or my wife, by my action, words, and deeds. It should be who I am through the word of God for our marriage, for our love, and vice versa. And I have that. She'll be the first to tell you, okay, I'll be the second, you know, to tell you all of the things that I do wrong. Really? Yes. There are things that I do that you would not believe. Brother Doug said that. He acted this way. And that's what I say after I do it. I did what? You know. But yet, as a missionary, I've been taught by my pastor on the things that need to be said from this word. Why? Because he lives it. His example. Your example. If what we live, if what we understand, and we go off of. I watched my father. I knew how to be a good businessman. My father was an excellent businessman, and so the way that he acted and conducted himself, that's the way that I act. I followed in his footsteps. And we should follow in the footsteps of Jesus, always. Livingstone Elliot had many more missionaries that are known by name. But how many, let me go back one minute. Livingstone and Elliot and many more missionaries that are known by name, but how many have given their life for the calling of the message of Jesus around the world? Hudson Taylor, William Carey, Jonathan Edwards, George Muller, to name a few. These are very old people. And you can now put your name as a missionary for your home block, in other words, where you live, your school, your work, even this church. You know, you may not have the word missionary on you, but you're a Christian. You're a Christian, for those who understand that. To have God's blessing, you must live God's way. To have God's blessing, you must live God's way. Can anybody tell me a different way? There are 4,100 different religions. And each one believe in a God, but we believe in the one true God. I don't know where they're going. I had the opportunity of sharing with tonight. I had the opportunity of sharing with a couple next to me. I introduced myself to the gentleman. And I told him, I'm an independent Baptist minister. He said, well, my wife is a believer and blah, 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 and I'm an atheist. Okay. Well, I know where you're at, you know. I know what you're trying to tell me. And so he tells me all these things about how, why he believes. He actually believes that the DNA that we have comes from aliens. He says there are many thousands of worlds out there that are far more advanced than we are, okay? So he keeps expounding, keeps telling me who he is and what he is, and I'm going, and I finally looked at him, I said, you know what, Peter, what happened if you're wrong? What happened if all the ideas and everything that makes with that you think that makes you a man? I'm a man because of what? This and this. You know. And I'm going, but how wrong can you be? Very wrong. He even told me if I'm going to hell, I'm going to be the Satan's escort. Whoa, what do you do with that one? He had no phantom idea what hell is, and I firmly believe that no one's ever even told him what hell is really going to be like. He know what, you know, he's heard of it. He probably told people, you know, if you want to go there, be my guest. Praise God, we're not going. Amen. That's right. That's why Jesus came. I mean, there wasn't a hell. Why did Jesus have to come? Because we're sinners. We are saved by grace. I love my song, Saved by Grace. Remember, ego. Oh, that's E-G-O. Means edging God out. Yeah. Our ego can do that at times, can't it? We can edge God out. However, by the Holy Spirit, if you allow him, you won't. Job 33:4. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. Let's go to John 10:10. This is used many times, but I'm going to use the B portion of it after I read the first portion. Now here's what Satan does. He's the thief. The thief cometh not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. In contrast to the thief who takes, Jesus gives. The life he gives now is abundantly richer and fuller. Look at your life of where you were before. And now look at where you're at. Yeah, you cannot tell me that you are not a much richer person by knowing Jesus. Before, we were in the world, but you may have had everything, but you were still broke. Broke spiritually, because you didn't have the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, it begins immediately. Our salvation does. Life in him is lived on a higher plane because of his overflowing forgiveness, love, and guidance. And for a lot of us, patience. The Lord goes, oh no, here goes Doug again. Okay, let's see where he winds up this time. As your church missionary, I ask, do you have that? Do you have the love that God has? God has given you life. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I can visualize missionaries saying and praying this verse before, during, and after he or she is talking with a group, to a person, a small or a large group. I can see Doug saying and praying this verse, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? No matter where I go, where Laura Lee and I are on the Washington and Oregon coast, I don't have to fear, nor do I. Yeah. I walk in the spirit of the Holy Spirit, in his footsteps. He's just wishing I always followed. But he understands and knows me. He understands and knows you better than you know yourself. And even though I know who I am so grateful for who he is, that he changed my life. As I said before, in December of 92, I OD'd on angel dust. I was a druggie, you know, red, white, weed, LSD, whatever you wanted back then, I took it, you know, until I finally, you know, took a trip to hell, actually. And again, being raised in a Christian home, knowing the values that I was supposed to have, not doing it. The Lord was merciful. And I remember the night that I came back to the Lord. I was in tears. I was sobbing. I wasn't just in tears. I was sobbing because I didn't want to go back to what I was before if I came to the Lord. Go to the Lord, go out. Go to the Lord, come back. Rededicate your life, come back. Now, for anybody who's out there a little ways, the Lord wants you back.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they call it rededication. You can come before. How often do you get angry with your wife? Anguish? Okay, anger. You know, E, all the above. And yet, if I go and ask her to forgive me, she does. That's what love is. That's what love does. And that's who we should be. If for some reason we say or do something, we should man up and go and say, honey,
right.
I apologize.
That's
I'm
right.
sorry.
Amen.
And she knows I have done that more than once. Okay, so to page one, chapter one. But anyway. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Oh, boy, I take that one. Wait, I say on the Lord. Every place we go this over in Washington, this is what we have to do. Laura Lena will have to wait. We will have to listen for the Spirit to talk to us, to be able to walk and to talk, and to be able to share what the Lord has in our lives. And for them. Our ministry is called Cross to Heaven Ministries. And we, in our verse that we have is 1 Peter 1, 25b. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter 1, 25b. But the word of the Lord endure forever. And the family said,
amen.
Thank you. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. This is what we teach. This is what we preach. This is what we believe in. If it's not, why are we here?
Amen.
I mean, there's a reason you came this morning. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Always has been, always will be. I know that the gift of coming alongside others to help, to lift up, to show compassion is the gift that Jesus had given me. I pray that I have shown it by my action, words, and deeds. I expect it from you. You should expect it from me. Responsibility to each other. I enjoy being used by Jesus for this ministry. And yet, knowing not all will welcome Laura and E and I, let's look at Matthew 5. Verses 43 to 48. Now, this is Jesus teaching about loving enemies. Well, basically, that's anybody who doesn't know Jesus. That's the next person you're going to run into. Verse 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Anybody find that hard to do besides me? Yeah. That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil, oh, those bad people, and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what rewards have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you need more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect. Can we stop right there? Oh. Yeah. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. How can we be perfect? Well, in character, for who you are. In this life, we cannot be flawless, but we can aspire to be as much like Christ as possible in holiness. Like the Pharisees, we are separated ourselves from the world, sinful values. But unlike the Pharisees, we are to be devoted to God's desires rather than our own and carry his love and mercy into the world. Anybody else find that hard to do besides me? Yeah, we are supposed to show that love and mercy. Lord, help me, I need it. In maturity, we cannot achieve Christ-like character and holy living all at once. But we must grow towards wholeness, just as we expect different behavior from a baby, a child, a teenager, and an adult. So God expects different behavior from us depending on our stage of spiritual development. In love, we can seek to love others as completely as God loves us. Wow. What a responsibility he gives us. Whether in a church with a pastor or a missionary, the true word of God must be preached and taught. It has to be. The responsibility that God has given us, you know, is an awesome responsibility. I am humbled by it, believe me. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intention of the heart. The Word of God is not merely a collection of words from God, a vehicle for communicating ideas. It is living, life-changing, dynamic as it works in us. God's word reveals who we are and what we are not. Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, I like this part. No, I don't like this part. You know. Oh, it means I can't do this? No, you can't do that. You know. It penetrates the core of our morals and our spiritual life. It discerns what is within us, both good and evil. The demands of God's word require decisions. Dedication. We must not only listen to the word, we must let it shape our lives. Well, question would be, if you're not reading this, how can it shape your life? This is life-changing. And it will be. Now, this is what the missionary must do. Take this and go and tell. A pastor or a missionary receives the good news and tells others. And you too can tell the world that Jesus forgives sinners, who you are now. Oh, you are called saints. You were a sinner once. Now you are a saint. You will be welcome into heaven. You ever thought of that? Look in the mirror and tell yourself you're welcome into heaven. Oh, this? Yes, why? Because he loves you. It's difficult, I think, for a man to say, you know, Jesus, I love you. Now, I've heard a couple of men in here when they pray, Jesus, I love you. Wow. But, you know, you see a bumper sticker, you know, men love Jesus. Yes. Oh, ladies do too. And boys and girls. And the love that we have that comes from the Holy Spirit, we get to offer back to each other. We get to love our wives that way. I know what she thinks of me. Yeah. And that's a blessing. There are some families that are cursed, literally. By their action, their words and deeds, they have nothing. Well, without Jesus, we don't have anything. Nothing feels quite as good as coming to the end of the day or a long life as a missionary or a Christian, an exhausted warrior, knowing that you have spent yourself in a worthy cause for the glory of Jesus. At the end of the day, when you lay your head on the pillow, what is your heart going to tell you? This is how we should all feel, that you are worthy and that you have spent yourself for the cause of the glory of Jesus. Remember, don't let your problems and worries get you down. Moses started out as a basket case. Ignoring your God is a higher form of selfishness. And don't say God is silent when your Bible is closed. Yeah, Doug got to say that one. Yeah, Doug got, you didn't get, you know, what are you doing, Douglas? Our lives and heart must follow after the leading of the Holy Spirit. And faith is the connection to Jesus, and our goal of life is to be like him. Jesus knows who we are and allows second chances. And as it is appointed unto men once you die, but after this, the judgment, that is Hebrews 9:27. Whether in a church with a pastor or a missionary, the true word of God must be preached and taught. And the power of God resides in the word of God, and it resides in you. So you get to go do likewise. You don't have to have a title. If nothing else, the title of a child of Christ, the title of Jesus, should be all that you need. Look in the mirror and say, I am a child of the living God. Whoa, that should ought to just jump your heart right there. We are a living person. Remember, it is only through the work of the Holy Spirit in your life that anything of lasting value is accomplished. One more time. It is only through the work of the Holy Spirit in your life that anything of lasting value is accomplished. Designed and live each day with Jesus in mind. Start your day with Jesus, end your day with Jesus. So what do you have throughout the day? Jesus. Yeah, I love that. Missionary, pray and seek for wisdom to carry on the work of the Lord. And so can you. And the church as well, as a missionary. You know, fear and trust share the same heartbeat. We trust ourselves to talk to other people. Sometimes we're fearful. Take that trust with that fear, put the trust in before the fear, and do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. You can be blessed with beyond measures. I promise you that because that's what the book says. Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. You, ladies and gentlemen, are the living soul that Jesus made just for himself. Wow, you're special. So a missionary here or away, out in the world, the command is to go. It's also the word for you. It's also the word for you. Go. And whether you're a Christian staying here or a missionary out there in the world, may God say, well done, good and faithful servant. Welcome to the joy of the Lord. May the Lord say welcome to you. At the end of the day, may he say thank you for following what I have asked you to do. Difficult? Yes. Desiring to follow him? Definitely. I know each and every one of you understand the responsibility. And we're all at different spiritual growths. But I also know that wherever the Lord has you, as we know and it said, he will not forsake you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Last note, I got 1 minute. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Pastor?
Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you so much for this message. Thank you for the challenge from the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that we would take it to heart that, Lord, you want all of us, not just some of us, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord. You don't want us to hold back. But Lord, we're mindful this morning, especially by this challenge we've had from your servant through the Word of God, that we fall short, Lord, and we, many times, Lord Jesus, we just hold back. Lord, we just can't give it to you, Lord, and give you all of us. And Lord, if we're honest, it's because we are fearful. So Lord, help us to release. Help us just to be your servant. And Lord, I pray this morning, if there's anyone here that doesn't know you, that's never really released their whole heart and life to you, Lord Jesus, never been truly born again and saved, I pray today would be the day of salvation. And Lord, for all of us who are attempting to be a witness and to serve you, Lord, help us this morning. Help us to rededicate. Help us to be rejuvenated, Lord, to do your work. And Lord, bless this invitation time. In Jesus' name, as